Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Last week, Dr. Jim called into question the object of our faith as he began a two-part series, Hope in Hard Times. To conclude this series, we will now consider the reason for misplaced trust and the plan for restoration.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen, and I am podcasting from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Well, if you were with us last time, I opened up a series dealing with a sad situation of the children of Israel who had, were in a very dire strait, kind of like we are. I wanted to give you something that kind of applied to our day. They were literally being attacked by the nation of Babylon. Eventually, they were going to be carried away captive. God had some things He was doing. And there were obviously people wanted to go down to Egypt. They thought because they were military power, they'd find sanctuary there, protection. And God rebukes them for their trust in the wrong thing. And friend, it's so easy to trust the wrong thing, even now, trust politicians, science, whatever. But let's not do that. Let's trust the Lord. But it's interesting, toward verse number 15 of Isaiah chapter 30, we were in the passage down through, I think, verse 7 last time. Of course, he's challenging them not to look to Egypt, but to trust him. And he says, "You, if you do this, notice if you would please, we can look here. Verse number 8, now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord." Now that's a pretty bad situation. They'd got basically into being disobedient, to being untruthful, and they weren't hearing. They weren't listening to God. And I will tell you, friend, that's the danger that we all face when we go down to Egypt for help, when we look to the world to do what only Jesus can do. So you say, "Preacher, what am I going to do that?" What are you going to do if you've made some poor choices in this quarantine? Maybe you have viewed some things you shouldn't have viewed. Maybe you've snuck behind your parents' back and watched things you shouldn't have watched or done things you shouldn't have done. What's the answer? If you say, "Yeah, preacher, I have been disobedient. I haven't been truthful, or I have not really been listening to God and listening to other authorities, my parents." Well, verse number 15 of chapter number 30 does give us the answer. "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved." Now think about that. In returning and rest, you're going to be saved. Now what does that mean? Well, I believe the salvation here is deliverance. It's talking about deliverance in the Christian life. Delivered from sinful habits, delivered from wrong choices, delivered from a satanic attack in your life, delivered from whatever it might be. God tells you the two things that deliver you. Number one, return. Now that is the Old Testament word for repent. It's the idea, deal with your sin. Now, you know, when you and I sin, we don't feel good about it. I remember years ago asking one of my little girls, they'd done something wrong. I said, "Well, how do you feel when you do wrong?" And I loved her answer. She said, "Daddy, I feel yucky." I thought, highly theological answer. Great answer. I feel yucky. In other words, your conscience is bugging you. Holy Spirit may be dealing with you. Sometimes even Satan comes along, and he loves to accuse the brethren. A lot of times he's right when he accuses us. But the point at that moment, friend, is you have a choice. Satan wants to get you into despair. He wants to get you into justifying yourself. He wants you to get you to ignore the problem. He wants you to blame somebody else. But the last thing he wants you to do is get honest with God, because that's how you return. You say, "How do I return? How do I repent?" Just get honest with God and agree with him about what the deal is. "God, I shouldn't have said that. God, I shouldn't have watched that. And God, I'll go talk to my parents. They told me not to. I did." The idea is just getting in line with God on the deal. Returning to God, getting honest about it. You've heard that on more than one podcast, I'm sure. But, oh, I love the second word, rest. See, there's two things Satan wants us to do when we sin. Number one, he wants us to justify it. Blame others, like I said, push it off, whatever. It's not that bad. Okay. And the second thing he wants us to do is try harder. You ever done that? You ever failed and say, "Man, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to try harder." Both of those are bad responses. So I could put it this way. The Bible says, "In returning and rest ye shall be delivered." And you know what Satan says? "In excusing and striving, you will be in bondage." The exact opposite happens. So rest is not striving. What rest is resting in Jesus' power to cleanse you, to restore you, and to give you victory where you've been defeated. Now, Jesus can do that, friend. And that's exactly what happened at Ai. They were in distress. Boy, they had fallen into the trap. They didn't ask God about the deal. They just looked to their own false reliances, went over there, lost. And man, they were in the tabernacle putting dirt in their head, looked real spiritual, saying, God, we're done. The enemy's going to hear about it, circle us around, cut us off, we're in trouble. And God said, no, get up and sanctify yourself. All that means is get up and deal with the sin. And friends, they got up, dealt with the sin, which in our day is confessing to God, agreeing with him about the sin, and if we have to, agreeing with him about the solution, which may be in some cases getting right with others, getting right with parents if we've done something behind their back. And then it says, you got to rest. Resting is believing that God cleanses, he restores, and he gives you victory where you've been defeated. That's exactly what happened at Ai. God gave them victory where they had been so defeated, and because they trusted him to cleanse them and to restore them. So that's how you get right with God. When you have failed the Lord, don't continue on in your rebellious spirit or your disobedience or your, you know, lying. And I mean, lying sometimes is just lying to yourself. And your the other thing of not listening to God and to other authorities in your life. So here's what God says, return and rest. You'll be delivered. And don't fall into the trap of striving. And striving is self-dependence. If you cease from your own works, Hebrews 4 says, you'll enter into his rest. Ceasing from your own works is ceasing from your self-dependence on your abilities, your strength. So that idea is rest. Now, rest is not passivity. It's not inactivity. It's his activity through me. In other words, it's trusting Jesus to enable us to do what we know we cannot do unless he enables us to do it. Many of you are familiar with 0 and 100. That's the truth right here. But it's resting in Jesus for a victory you know you cannot work up. And so that's how God says you get delivered. In returning and rest, you'll be delivered. But I want to warn you, the human reaction is in excusing and striving, you will not be delivered. You'll be put into bondage. It's the exact opposite. And that's where Satan wants you to go. So let me encourage you, if you need deliverance, do what God says to do. And that's the life of total surrender to the will of God and a total dependence on his grace to live.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.